This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Well, greetings and good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I am your host, Bill Frady. Yes, I'm still working on the other thing. So, let's talk about something that has more to do with just your mere presence in the country today and what we are looking at in the new normal that is, America. We've had the whole emoluments. We've had the Stormy Daniels. We've had the Russia collusion. We've had the Mueller report. And now we've got impeachment. And in their deck of cards, which is, you know, the Democrats are not very good card players at all. They played damn near every card in the deck against our president, and they've gotten nothing out of it at all. Nothing. So, now they're getting down to the bottom of the deck, and the final card, which, depending on who you listen to, the final card could be some method of assassination. Now, just hear me out. Just hear me out on this. This is not to say that the Democrats or even the denizens of the deep state, would directly involve themselves in any sort of an assassination attempt against the president. But I'm almost certain they would welcome it. But let's consider the landscape, could we? Let's take stock of what is the new normal in America when it comes to the discourse. Like the vivacious and witty Kathy Griffith and her severed head prop of the president. That's okay. I know there was a lot. Bill, there was lots of outrage, but yeah, sure. Robert De Niro, who, when he was getting ready to play Jake LaMotta, apparently got hit in the head a lot. He takes every opportunity he can to call for violence against Donald Trump. Let's not forget that De Niro came to prominence through his chilling performance of a psychopathic would-be assassin who, in turn, inspired John Hinckley. Or you've got washed-up Massachusetts politician William Weld stating publicly that the president deserves to be shot. You've got Black Lives Matter, that movement, which played a role in triggering an assassination campaign against police. And then you have Antifa, which is completely based upon violence or threats and intimidation, and have a little auxiliary little group called the John Brown Club. And they're trying to train the wannabes that can actually hang on to a gun and not shoot themselves in the kneecaps, trying to teach them gunplay. And then you have the one who actually put it in play. The Alexandria Rampage killing could have been, in which a Bernie Sanders campaign worker attempted to massacre a group of unarmed GOP congressmen because they were Republicans. That's their crime. They were Republicans. Now, to be sure, there are plenty of other incidents, but those will, you know, I'm just scratching the surface here, and I'm just, you know, I'm bringing you, this is all we need. The opposition, and opposition is fine. Not agreeing is fine. Not being of the same mindset is fine. But the opposition is no longer loyal to the country, and they are not respectable at all. It is gone functionally insane. The Democrats have been transformed by the left into the party of the fanatic, the messianic, the depraved, and the completely demented. And the left is obsessed with stopping Donald Trump at all costs, and as their slogan goes, by any means necessary. They are essentially, you've had, let me give you the thing about the impeachment right now. This is about a phone call to the Ukraine, right? Where the Ukrainian president said, I felt no pressure about a quid pro quo. So you can't charge somebody with a crime if the supposed victim says there was no crime. I'm not pressing charges. You can't do that unless you're in the House Judiciary Committee, run by the left right now. The left is absolutely obsessed with stopping Donald Trump at all costs. And that should give you pause, because Donald Trump represents you if you voted for him. If you voted for him, if you're one of the 63 million who did, or whatever the number was, then he's representing you. And by proxy, they don't like him, and that means they don't like you. This past, I think it was here recently in Minneapolis, there was a Trump rally, and people were getting pelted with urine and having their hats snatched off and burned, and people were getting beat and slapped and everything else. So right now, this is what the left is facing. They've tried to do it by legal means. That didn't work. They've tried to be borderline legal means over the past 3 years. That didn't work. They're running out of choices except assassination. And the president is defended by agents of a Secret Service that has surely regained the level of professionalism that was eroded during the Obama years. And they've also supplemented themselves with a really good private security group, which is a bunch of pipe hitters that we probably need in place. But here's the thing. We should never allow this to get that far. You and me, we should never allow this to get this far. It's symptomatic of this crazy time we're living in that the greatest and most effective force for security, whether against terrorism or crime or misadventure, is generally ignored. And that is, you are the biggest deterrent against it. You. In this republic, the first line of defense, the first line of keeping law and order is you. And this needs to be the case in any threat involving our president. During the campaign, it's coming up next year, Trump's going to be involved in endless rallies and parades and public appearances, all of which will offer an opportunity to the black-clad anarchist, the embittered Bernie or Beto backer, or the demented Travis Bickle. And this is where your role becomes crucial. Richard Jewell, the ordinary man whose sharp eye and quick reflexes saved hundreds at the Atlanta Olympics, and then the deep state tried to destroy him after that, should be the model here. You need to keep your eyes open, which you need to be doing anyway. You need to be aware of everything always going on around you. If you notice something odd or threatening, alert those around you and then report it. Both the Parkland and Aurora shooters were reported to authorities before their killing sprees occurred, and, killing sprees occurred. Assassins, you know, they can be sort of distinctive. They look sort of odd. Be on the alert for that. That just goes to being aware. Look for vehicles. Parked cars. Car bombs are popular right now. Garbage cans, mailboxes, anything else that can contain an IED. And if it breaks wide open in your presence, if somebody pulls a gun out, or if someone begins to fumble with a knapsack as the limo is approaching, don't hesitate. Have your earbuds in. Call 911. If you're carrying a weapon, pull that. Subdue the suspect. Let the authorities have him. And it's bad that we have to write this, but we've been lucky so far in politics. It has never deteriorated to the level of the last decades of the Russian Imperium or Weimar Germany or the vast tracts of the Latin world. The gun and the bomb have not been standard tools of politics here. But that may be changing. President Trump has demanded that the United States remain in the hands of the citizens, and the elites hate him for it. And we need to show that we're worthy of being in charge of this republic. It's not that far-fetched. Getting out there and preparing for the worst means that anything below that you are prepared for. And this is a worst-case scenario. This is absolute the craziest thing that I've ever considered in my time. But it's right out there. It's there for all of us to see. And you should be looking at it and considering it and understanding what your role may be in that. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Well, the so-called assault weapons are being demonized as often as they can. With every op-ed the anti-gunners can manage, they're described as weapons used to hunt humans. People claim they serve no purpose except for murder. Folks with no self-defense background routinely claim that such weapons are useless for self-defense. And it seems that not only are the guns even more popular than before, but crime is still also going down. How can this be? So we get this. The FBI has released its crime data for 2018, and the news is good. Violent crime dropped 3.3% in 2018 compared to 2017. Hallelujah. Excelsior. According to the report, a decrease was seen across nearly every type of violent crime. Looking at a 10-year trend, the numbers of violent crimes went down a full 9% from 2009 through 2018. The rate shows a more dramatic drop. There were an estimated 368.9 violent crimes per 100,000 inhabitants in 2018, a rate that fell 3.9% when compared with the 2017 estimated violent crime rate and dropped 14.6% from the 2009 estimate. Now, right now, to give you context of what this means, 368.9 violent crimes per 100,000 inhabitants. We are about right at seven times, we have seven times less violent crime than the United Kingdom, which is hovering around 2,100 per 100,000. And this is where the thing comes, this is where the distinction kicks in. If somebody comes at you with a brick and wants to hit you in the head with a brick and they're trying to get your wallet and everything else, do they stop once they've gotten your wallet? And how are you going to know? Homicides with firearms were down 7% from 2017, and in stark contrast to the theatrics of the House Judiciary Committee hearing on banning modern sporting rifles, rifles were used again only in 2% of homicides, far less than the share committed with knives, 11%, or hands and feet, 5%. I'm not going to tell you where to go look for this because I talk about this so often. All you have to do is listen to me. Okay, good. Yeah. So, and if I were to start sharing links or telling you where to go, I don't even have permission to do that. So then I might get in trouble, and I'm not doing that. But I can assure you that what we see is an increase in ownership of the personal defense weapon, as I call them. The gun industry wants to call them modern sporting rifles. I don't. They're personal defense weapons. There's nothing wrong with calling it what it is. That's what the Department of Homeland Security calls them, personal defense weapons. That's what I call them. So, and the industry, you know, likes to call them modern sporting rifles. Okay, fine. But they're not assault rifles. There's no classification of one rifle being an assault rifle over another. And if you think that, you know, one rifle is more dangerous than the other, then go get in front of the ones that aren't dangerous. I dare you. But what we find is that ownership, increased ownership in the personal defense weapon does not correlate to more crime. Actually, it seems like the more people that own these things, there's a drop in violent crime. So I'm not going to try to sit here and tell you that the relationship is a causal relationship now. It's probably not. It's just a corollary. Correlation does not equal causation. All that jazz, I can, you know. I'm not a statistician, nor did I stay at a Holiday Inn Express. As a matter of fact, the last hotel I stayed in was a Best Western. However, on the same token, if such rifles were the bugaboo of the anti-gun crowd claims, you would expect to see the opposite correlation. You'd expect to see more violence as the number of such rifles increase. And if they're used so often for nefarious purposes, why wouldn't you see an increase? So I have an idea. And just hear me out here, okay? Maybe the problem isn't guns or even a particular type of gun. Maybe the problem has nothing to do with guns, but instead is something completely different and we're somehow doing something right on accident. Except the dirty little secret that the anti-gunners are never going to admit to is that it's not a little, you know, it's not an accident. I'm sure we were trying to accomplish a drop in crime. But maybe the decrease in violence is a secondary effect rather than what we were going for in the first place. But what we do see, what is without a doubt 100% absolutely valid, gun bans are completely and totally pointless. And they're always going to be. We do better to look at what we got right and try to figure out just how we can get it more right. More writer, if you will, in a manner of speaking. And then Maybe we could further reduce violent crime without infringing on the rights of law-abiding citizens for a change. And you know what? Our violent crime rate is low. When you consider how many people we have in the United States, when you consider how many guns we have in the United States, if we were to take a few big cities and take them out of the equation, and I'm talking Baltimore, Chicago, you know, various parts in the Northeast, parts of the Pacific West, if you were to take them out of the equation, then our violent crime rate goes way down. It almost seems like we're not even doing anything. I know what I'm saying is sort of radical. The anti-gunners would never allow this to happen. They have to ban guns because they don't understand much of anything else on the topic. But, you know, I can sit around here and dream, can't I? But I can also dream about a day when, I mean, in my dreams, I get to talk about what we're going to talk about next. All the time, every time, versus having to constantly fight this litany of misinformation that we get sent out, being told that, you know, we've got 20, you know, here's what they should say. This should be their pitch. You know, we have 22,000 nearly, you know, give or take, gun control laws on the books today. And all we need is this next one, and then everything ends. All the bad stuff ends if we only had universal background checks. All the bad stuff ends if we only had AR-15 bans. All the bad, you know, they need to do that, and then it turns into climate change. Because, like climate change, all of these gun predictions, like with concealed carry and everything else, they told us with concealed carry there'd be blood in the streets. They told me that when I had my concealed carry permit, when somebody got my parking space, I would jump out, fill my hand, and kill them. And yet none of that happens. None of that happens. And, you know, for that reason, the dream that I have is that one day enough education occurs, or maybe the left just gets thrown out of the Democratic Party. Not all of the Democratic Party used to be anti-gun. When I was a child, there were actually some that were pro-gun. But I know that's an ancient history, you know, Bill, but that's okay. Now, this past week, I went and took a red dot sight class, and it was one of the most eye-opening experiences I've ever had since I've been shooting for the last 46 years. So we're going to talk about that when we get back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Testifying in defiance of President Donald Trump's ban, former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, told House impeachment officials that Trump himself had pressured the State Department to oust her from her post and get her out of the country. Yovanovitch told lawmakers investigating Trump's dealings with Ukraine that there was a, quote, concerted campaign against her based on unfounded and false claims by people with clearly questionable motives. The diplomat was recalled from Kiev as Rudy Giuliani pressed Ukrainian officials to investigate corruption allegations against Democrat Joe Biden and his son. An aggressive wildfire in Southern California seared its way through dry vegetation and spread quickly as tens of thousands of residents continued to scramble to get out of its way. The blaze broke out in the San Fernando Valley and spread westward, burning its way into the hilly subdivisions on Los Angeles's northern edge as terrified residents grabbed what they could and ran. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. I want to tell you about an experience I just went through. I went down to the low country of South Carolina where I got to participate in the Sentinel Concepts Red Dot Sight Class. And Sentinel Concepts, the chief instructor, is a guy named Steve Fisher. I've never had him on this show, although I'm going to. And it was sort of an iconoclastic undertaking. For a lot of us that go to classes, and I'll get to the part about the red dot really shortly, but for a lot of us that go to classes, see, there are really big instructors and then there are smaller instructors, and the smaller instructors like to go to the big instructors, and the big instructors go to a very few instructors. And typically, an instructor or of any of, if they find value in the training they get, they're going to pass that on to the students that would come to them. I got nothing, no problems with that whatsoever. However, some of it becomes so ingrained that it becomes one of these things that you just can't simply, you can't explain why you're doing it this way. You sort of remember why you started involving this. Like, typically, on a firing line, when you get out there and draw your gun, you're going to pull it straight up to your chest and then punch it out in front of you. That's what you're told to do. Pull it up straight, boom. Put your hand on it, stick it out there with your gun hand. That's one thing. Which turns out, this is why I miss doing it that way. Another thing that happens is after you're done shooting, then you're supposed to do this 360-degree scan, which there's nothing wrong with that as long as you're really scanning. And if you're not scanning, if you're just, you know, spinning around and looking, turning your head left or right, you're missing the point of why you would do something like that. You're looking for the next assailant. Now, they try to tell you that, but at the same time, you got a bunch of guys running up and down the firing line, trying to keep everybody safe, trying to keep all the weapons aimed downrange. You got people behind you in the firing line number two, You don't want them aiming guns that way. They want you to spin 360 degrees, so when you're doing it, they got to make sure your muzzle's aimed at the air. All of these things have to be taken into consideration when you're running a class. Steve has none of that. He has none of that whatsoever. First of all, the reason for a red dot is that for somebody like me, who's 58 years old, and my eyesight is beginning, you know, it's not getting any better as days goes on, it's easier for me to see the red dot. Not to acquire it, but to see it. I'll explain the difference between the two here in just a second. For red dots, though, using a red dot on a gun will refine the way you shoot with your steel sights really well, because if you get up there and you do this straight up to the chest and punch out the gun with your hand, with your firing hand, you're going to have to hunt for that sight, because you're going to punch it out. You're either going to be a little low with the grip or a little high with the grip. And when you finally get the window of the optic in front of your face, you're not going to see the dot initially. Now, Steve recognized this, and he decided to change the way he does things. And he got with other instructors and everything and looked at this. And what he does instead is he's trying for you to bring the weapon up, right, not necessarily straight up to your chest or whatever, draw the weapon and get your support hand on it, boom, just that quick, lock it up. Because now, all you're going to do now is get the gun in a position to where it's not going to move and stick it out in front of your face. And then with the red dot, you're going to just stick it out in front of your face to where the red dot is simply covering the target. You're not acquiring the red dot. You're just sticking it up there to where you can see it. And as soon as you can see it, you're going to touch, press, roll on the trigger, and you're going to fire. Now, that sounds like you're doing a whole bunch of stuff, but actually you're doing a lot less stuff. And he used various exercises to drive this home. The one that was the most eye-opening was when he got up there and he said, all right, all of you think that it is your trigger press that is making all the difference, right? Your trigger press is the reason you're missing this target. Okay, let's do this. And we went from a grip of two hands to a grip of two fingers. If you're like me, you probably use the pad of your fingers, the part making contact. That's not how you roll. You can't roll your finger on the trigger that way. You need to have it on that first joint if you're going to do a finger roll on the trigger. And so we had to hold this gun up with our thumb holding up, you know, as a support, and our finger in the trigger well, in the trigger guard. And every time we shot with that red dot sight with just two fingers, we were all 17 of us, we were all hitting the target, dead center, every time, with two fingers. And then we went back to the two-handed grip, and then we understood what we were doing. With Glocks, universally I shoot with Glocks. When I first get them, I'm shooting low left. Grouping, but I'm shooting low left. Grouping is good. Shooting low left is not. And that's because I'm pushing with my gun hand. The hand with the gun. My right hand is pushing, and it's going left. If you're pushing too hard with the support hand, then you're going to go right. If you're not covering the target with either the iron sights or the steel or the red dot, then you're either going to be high or low. But if you simply stick the weapon out there in front of you and just don't let – you're just basically working as a vice. You're working as a ransom shelf, if you will. And you're sticking it out there, and you're just pulling the trigger. The gun goes up. It comes back down and rests right on the target. The simplicity escaped all of us. But then, even to compound that, then we started backing up. You know, we started out, he refers to the five-yard snipers. You don't want to be a five-yard sniper. You want to be able to hit a target at 25 yards. And now you're saying, but Bill, why do you want to hit a target at 25 yards? He started talking about grocery stores and the length of a grocery store aisle. What if there's a target down there that you do have to engage and you don't have the time to get within 5 yards of the target? And you got to engage it right now, and you're on one end, and he's on the other end. What if you're in a Walmart or a Lowe's, And it's all about being in your own head. The inner game of shooting is what he teaches. And he eliminates a whole lot of factors that a lot of people just didn't know. I didn't know it existed. I didn't know that my gun hand was why I was shooting low left. I just thought it was because of Glock. I mean, I've had other guns with better triggers, and a lot of it has to do with the trigger and what I have to do to push the trigger. But at the end of the day, if I simply get out there and just extend the gun out there, you don't want to lock your arms either. Don't lock your arms when you're putting it out there. Just leave a little bit of a bend. Let your arms absorb the shot, and then, touch, press, roll. And every trigger press is a fresh one, and what that means is that if you're working off of a trigger reset, which is the rule of thumb for everybody, and it's a good way to train, unless you get down there and then you're using too much muscle on the gun, the fresher press where you let it extend and then come back to it versus just holding it where it breaks in the reset will give you that fresh press. And, if you missed with one shot, the next shot will be better. But then comes the biggest thing he told us is that in your first shot, that first sight picture you're going to get is going to be your best one. And then you're going to be in the middle of the adrenaline dump and everything else. So you got to make that first one count. So presentation, touch, press roll, put the optic on the target. And you'll be surprised what that'll do for your iron sight shooting, too. Check them out at SentinelConcepts.com. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
And in earnest, this is Gun Owners News Hour. Have you ever seen that movie, The Life of Brian, the Monty Python? During its time, it was panned because it was sort of sacrilegious. the premise, if you don't know, was that in the time of the birth of Jesus, there was also this guy named Brian. And he was born, and at first they thought Brian was the savior, and then they figured it out. So in the life of Brian, at one point, one of the most feared entities in the life of Brian is the Judean People's Front. And they show up where they're needed the most, and, they all commit suicide. And as they kill themselves, they go, "That'll show them." Such as it is with Dick's Sporting Goods. Now, they stopped selling AR-15s, or what they would refer to as an assault weapon, and high-capacity magazines to Virtue Signal following the tragic shooting in Parkland, Florida, where everybody but the shooter failed. Everybody else involved in that, the school district, the police, the FBI, they all failed. The chain's CEO, Ed Stack of Dick's Sporting Goods, decided to go a step further and completely stop selling rifles to anyone under the age of 21. That is a store policy thing. That's not a law. And he made the decision after he found out that one of his stores had sold the Parkland gunman a shotgun, even though it wasn't used in the tragedy. Then, when he was on CBS News, he revealed an interesting tidbit. He decided to destroy $5 million worth of AR-15s into scrap metal instead of selling the stock. Stick with me on this. According to him, he said, "I said, you know what? If we really think these things should be off the street, we need to destroy them." Now, most people that are, you know, I don't go in Dick's Sporting Goods. I wasn't going in there when he was selling guns. There's better places to go. There were better places to go. There's better places to go than Walmart. But nonetheless, he started a boycott. Dick's Sporting Goods, which Stack is the primary stockholder, so he's not worried about making the stockholders happy. He's the big one. But his store gets boycotted, and, Stack said the cost, this cost his chain $250 million. He thought he would receive some flack, but he didn't expect the feedback that he did. He said, we probably got a little bit of a backlash, but we didn't expect to get what we got. All this about, you know, how we were anti-Second Amendment. You know, we don't believe in the Constitution. And none of that can be further than the truth. We just didn't want to sell the assault-style weapons that could inflict that kind of damage. As of now, 125 of Dick's 729 stores no longer sells any type of firearms, and Stack is considering making that a company-wide policy. He said, so many people say to me, you know, if we do what you want to do, it's not going to stop these mass shootings. And my response is, you're probably right, it won't. But if we do these things and it saves one life, don't you think it's worth it? Well, when you're virtue signaling, it becomes a big thing of monkey see, monkey do, who can outdo the other one. Walmart stopped selling AR-15s in 2015, and in August, they decided to stop selling some types of ammunition. Then the CVS and Kroger and Walgreens asked patrons not to open carry in their stores, which they didn't make any rule changes, any policy changes. They just, that was a virtue signal of all together. Now, here's the thing. If Dick's Sporting Goods has been sitting on $5 million with AR-15s, and then he decided to destroy them, okay, you're not hurting me doing that, pal. You're not hurting me at all. I have my AR-15s. If I need other AR-15s, I know where to go to get more AR-15s. And nowhere on my list ever was Dick's Sporting Goods. So you can sit there and you can hurt your company all you like. You're not hurting me. In a very short period of time, whether we like it or not, whether you like Dick's Sporting Goods or not, they're going to be gone anyway. The problem in today's market is everybody, the first thing that everybody says is, well, you should buy local and support local. But 9 times out of 10, you go local. And I try this every time. 9 times out of 10, you go local, and they don't have what you want. And the first thing they want to say is, well, we could order it. Well, I could order it. I was trying to be loyal to you. So, inevitably, I always just sort of sit back, and if I want to support somebody that I don't mind, if they order it, I'll just take it to them, let them have it, let them order it, let them fix it, you know, whatever, and move on from there. But, you know, you got out there and you destroyed $5 million worth of your own merchandise. Who did you hurt? You didn't hurt me. On top of all of this, along with the fact that the air was let out of the assault weapons banned balloon, a new report from the Crime Prevention Research Center shows that while crime is down, the number of you who possess a concealed carry license is growing. We are approaching 19 million people now, and at this pace, we will eclipse 20 million in 2020. This rise in concealed carry licenses comes even as several more states have become constitutional carry states, which I think is 14 or 15, where no license is needed to carry a gun legally in the state. In those 13 or 14 states, 10% of the adults there have permits, down from just 15 last year. The three states that now fell below 10% are now all constitutional carry states: Arkansas, Oklahoma, and West Virginia, where people no longer need a permit to carry in those states. South Carolina was one state that's been below 10% and is now above it. Thank God, finally we're above it. According to the Crime Prevention Research Center, which is John Lott's organization, the state with the largest percentage of concealed carry holders is Alabama, where more than 1 in 4 adults possess the concealed carry license. So nationwide, 7% of us, 7% of adult Americans have a concealed carry license, and Texas, Florida, Pennsylvania, and Georgia each have more than 1 million concealed carry holders within their borders. The number of concealed carry holders, as high as it is, would be even larger if states like California, New Jersey, New York, and Massachusetts didn't have May issue laws that restrict the ability of you, the legal law-abiding gun owner, to obtain a concealed carry license. In fact, they looked at evidence from L.A. County, and they found that they may be discriminating against minorities when issuing concealed carry permits. Hispanics and women had much lower permitting rates than the general population, and the rates that those groups obtain concealed carry handgun permits in places that don't allow authorities discretion in determining whether people have a justifiable need to carry a gun for protection. The full report also highlights individuals who've been denied a concealed carry license in their May issue state, despite having good cause to carry a firearm, including Californians who were denied even after taking out criminal protection orders or receiving threats. The May issue thing is really bad because in some cases you can walk into a police department trying to get a permit with a guy trying to stab you, hanging onto your back, trying to stab you, and they'll be like, you don't have the threat's not viable. Threat's not viable. Gun control activists love these discretionary policies that allow issuing authorities to deny people their right to carry for any reason or for no reason. But this, what is clear here is that these policies prevent law-abiding Americans from exercising the right on the bear part of it, as in B-E-A-R. So it's all good news. Crime is down. Violent crime is down. Gun ownership is up. Concealed carry permits is up. In closing, a word of advice, if I may give it to you. You're going to see, you probably just saw the Fox News poll, where 51% of America wants the president impeached. That's not valid. That's not valid. They want a president in there that will rubber stamp whatever other outrages against the Constitution they can try to get passed. They think that you're behind them. They think America likes these leftist policies. You don't. I know you don't. You know you don't. And at the same time, one of the biggest reasons they want to do this, one of the biggest reasons they want to impeach him is because they know they can't beat him. So how does most of America not want Trump in office, and yet he's going to cruise to re-election? How's that possible? It isn't possible. Look at one thing and don't worry about the other because it's a poll. We'll be back again next weekend. In between now, stay aware. Keep your heads up. This.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.